Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I told you 8 weeks ago the consensus by a lot of smart folks, including ourselves, Dr. Francis Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, became World Government Treaty. This is a Chi-Com bioweapon that they released on purpose. That reinfection is a big problem, but it's designed to take out malnourished, the old and the sick. And you see the media that works for the globalists, the Chi-Coms, publicly, and that's mainline information at the Pentagon. It's all over Fox News. That you don't even call it the Wuhan virus. That they don't want you to know that, hey, the cure for scurvy is vitamin C. Or, hey, if you don't get any sunlight, you're going to end up dying of a cold, you know, because no vitamin D. Bye-bye. And they just don't want you to know all this. And they're trying to bully everyone into not talking about it. Well, guess what? The globalists, these governors, these media organizations that are getting paid off to try to bully Americans, they're doing it everywhere. To not talk about D3, vitamin C, to not talk about zinc, to not talk about hydroxychloroquine. They're still trying to shut people up talking about hydroxychloroquine because they want total panic, Mike. What else do you think is coming?
Well, I think that if we need a nationwide project, maybe call it Project Zinc or something, to get the word out about this, I don't think we even need a vaccine, even if it worked. We don't even need a vaccine if we get zinc and vitamin D and masks out to everybody. The vaccine becomes irrelevant at that point. So, in fact, the way to beat the vaccine industry, Alex, is to get the word out about zinc and get America healthy and back to work again before the vaccine even comes into existence, so they can't fudge the numbers and claim the vaccine caused the virus to go away like they did with polio. It was all a lie. You know, the vaccine didn't do anything. The vaccine actually introduced more polio to the world. And in fact, the number one cause of polio today is the polio vaccine. They're going to do the same thing with coronavirus if we give them a chance. So we've got to get the word out about zinc, vitamin D3, hydroxychloroquine, and masks. Masks are the key. From now on, anybody riding on public transportation for the next few years needs to wear a mask. I know it's trouble, but look, there's going to be fashion masks coming out. There's going to be cool-looking masks. There's going to be bandana masks, all kinds of stuff. It's just going to become like wearing shoes or wearing pants. Everybody's going to be wearing masks, and that will help stop the spread of this despite what the CDC says.
Well, there's already so much particula raining down from China through the jet stream. There's already so much pollen and toxin now in our environment that I thought about wearing a mask before just when I'm out hiking because if I... Well, I've done it before. I feel great when I hike, and I've done this before. Wore ski goggles during the winter because it's not too hot. When the oak pollen or the cedar pollen's coming out, it makes me sick. I've worn goggles and a mask to go on like a 10-mile hike, and I feel great when I do it. But if I go out now with the oak out and do a hike, my eyes burn, my throat burns.
Yeah. Well, the truth is, the government's going to have to change what they've said about masks because the Surgeon General Adams had said stop buying masks. And so because the government agencies had disinformation about masks, they're going to now have to reverse that and teach people, no, masks are good, masks actually work.
Oh, yeah, they've got Snopes saying you don't need masks, even though it's on record that that's what doctors wear and they're effective. But Snopes is God. They said no. That Snopes still says hydroxychloroquine's not good.
Well, you know, again, we're fighting the disinformation agents of the world, which are mostly run by big pharma and globalists. And so,
yeah, when you see something top linked on Google now, folks, you can't trust it. That means it's a lie.
Yeah, absolutely. And big tech, we got to talk about that another time, but big tech is getting people killed because big tech's censorship of the things that work is at full scale right now. Google and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. Twitter is advocating Chinese propaganda while banning you and I from telling people about zinc.
Please cover that first today when you do the fourth hour, because I want to cut that out, do an article on it, and really make a big... Because you're right. Big pharma is merging with big tech, and now big tech is literally complicit in pure evil.
They are. Big tech is getting people killed, and big pharma is getting people killed, and people are dying of ignorance and nutritional deficiencies. And we're going to have our liberties taken away because we're all locked down like nutritionally deficient slaves under a system that tells us to beg for a vaccine that might never work in the first place.
And it's the left pushing to take everybody's supplements away. True demonic monsters. Naturalnews.com. Look forward to the fourth hour, Mike. I'll be watching. I'll be listening. Stay with us. We're going to take your calls, cover a ton of news and something special.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
It's a slick song. Let's listen a little bit of it. You make me feel cool. Walking in. Castle at night. The moon is rising. She was red eyed off in the distance. But you're not scared. Have you been here before? Was it a dream? Was it a dream? A policy of truth. That's what I do. I love it. Never again is what you said the time before. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting worldwide. All right, let me tell you what's going down. I want to take your phone call starting exactly when we go to the bottom of the hour and come back at break at 33 after. And I'm going to give each caller about a minute or I'll never get to everybody. The problem is that it's like a guy, I'm exposing a secret cloning operation, or I'm calling from Europe. This is what I have to show my ID three times or go to the grocery store. I mean, it's amazing calls, but then we never get to all the other amazing calls. So somehow you've got to just give us your minute of information, tell us what's happening, we'll go to the next person. I mean, because I respect you, and I want to hear you, and I don't want to have you on hold for an hour. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, or U.S. country code 512-646-1776. A lot of folks ask, why do you have a toll number? Well, a lot of folks have internet phones that are free for them, basically, and they can't call 1-800 numbers, so we have that for you. U.S. country code 512-646-1776, 877-789-ALEX, and we'll get you up and on the air. And it's free for all long-time callers, first-time callers, but you do get just one momento. Uno momento. This is something that I don't really get into very much because I see it overall as a tar baby. But I've had a lot of time studying it. And I know what it is. And it doesn't mean the whole thing's bad. But in the main, what it does is destructive in the end. There are a lot of people I respect and like that are really into it. Because it's a psyop. And I notice it's something that the media attacks a little, but they don't censor it. They don't block it. And I personally talked to the president. I personally talked to a lot of other people in government. And I really do have amazing sources, but I have my own analysis that most of the time they tune in for. But
There's something about a fortune hunt. There's something about a puzzle. That's why they're in the back of the newspaper. Billions a year sold in booklets of crosswords and the rest of it. Because it makes you feel like they're in this magic intrigue. So I always thought we'd just wake everybody up and we'd defeat the New World Order. But you see, they've got ways to create their own LARPing cosmologies, live action role play. And it just soaks up the energy and the immediacy of everything. So someone, you don't know who you are, you never talk to them, there's no proof, but you trust the plan. And as one goes, we all go, and all this stuff you'd imagine in a cult, you'd be chanting. The video's up at band.video is the featured video, and it's also at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And it's a very good report that Greg Reese has put together called Trust the Plan. And just because people buy into it, they then think it's good. Well, you're good. And you can do some good waking people up. I've been ambivalent about, you know, the whole Q thing, because I know at its core it's a psyop, but we could take it over. It's good to get people researching, but if they research things that are proven, like Disease X, Event 201, Lockstep, Rockefeller Project, State Department Memorandum 200, Club of Rome, 1968, Depopulation agenda. I mean, these are real things. You go to the library and read online. You can read Ecoscience, 1974, John P. Holdren, Plan for World Government, Sterilization, White House Science Czar, 35 years later, 37 years later. I mean, that's all meat and potatoes. I'll just get to it now. I said I'd do it next segment. I'm already, that's what I tend to do. I say I'm going to get to something, and I get to it right then. Then I'll get to all the other news and your calls. I talk to people who I've known, and they come over real satisfied on the street, and they just go, oh, yeah, Alex, sure, you're not at the Q level or whatever. And I'm sitting there knowing that what I write and what I say gets taken and put into the president's speeches. You know, the president calls my wife up and says, man, your husband's a real man. He's got a lot of courage what he's going through. The president personally told me, don't back down. You're real. I'm real. Men like us know the truth, the destiny of America. Press the attack. And that's on record that Kelly freaked out that Trump and I were talking all the time and Stone and all the rest of it. And I get contacts from the president. Got one last week. Had a top national talk show call up and talk about the president and the analysis and what we're doing yesterday. That's real. And I run into cousins and people that just look all satisfied. They go, oh, well, sure. You know, or I see, like, I've seen a few videos where you'll see, like, these delusional, crazy-looking people. They go, I used to like Alex Jones, but now I'm with the president, and I know Jones is an Israeli spy. What the hell does that mean? Trump is moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem pro-Israel. I'm not against Israel either, but I've got some criticism of Israel. And a lot of the leftist Jewish lobby attacks me, but that's another fake Q-ism, is that I work for Israel. I am the most proud of the fact that I am totally independent and a maverick and have created the modern talking points that were adopted by the president and his speechwriters as the relaunch of America. So let me just explain something. The reason you see me attacked everywhere, and the reason they're suing me and trying to kill me and trying to set me up, and somebody doxed my house yesterday and called in a fake police report and all the rest of it, is because I'm Godzilla tearing up the New World Order. Let me just explain how this is. But see, I've never really said that to people. It's a fact. InfoWars is the New World Order executor because we have the giant audience of Americans of every race, color, and creed who bleed red blood and love freedom. And we've changed the world, 1776 worldwide, infiltrating Bohemian Grove, confronting the globalists, exposing the eugenics, exposing Jeffrey Epstein 14 years ago. All the things we've done, all the guests, all the info, all the information, the fighting, the battling, and then to sit there and watch people who, my biggest problem with the Q people is it's always, you know, crazies thinking they're on a secret mission with internet trolls manipulating them. And a lot of it is just people doing it for the fun of manipulating folks. And then it just becomes a big internet scam of mental illness to see who they can manipulate and control and all this. And then the woman holds up a baby with Q on its back. It's 60 yards away. The president can't even see what's going on. And they go, look, the Q is there. He just signed on to it. It's the total proof. A sheriff's deputy has a Q on him. And the sheriff's deputies are wanting to be part of an American Revolution like Fight Club. They're wanting to come and be in the club with the president. And then the vice president, you know, is with a sheriff's deputy in Florida with a Q on his deal, and the vice president deletes it because they know and don't want to be part of it. But then the president tweets my reporters and myself while they're telling him not to this year and last year. People go, that means nothing when the president tweets you. It means nothing when you have Robert Barnes on and messages the president, and the president tweets that tweet and that show. That's nothing. Talking to the president calling your wife up, telling her how great you are, none of that matters because I am not God Q, the master of the universe. When I come back, I'll play the report on Trust the Plan.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Started Q. Should I just tell all the Q heads? We now take you live. Crank it up to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I had the founder of Q at my house about 2 years ago, and I really should have hired him. But for some reason, I didn't. And see, that's why it's very frustrating to me to see people out there believing all this Q stuff when I can. I mean, everybody already knows. And it got hijacked within 3 days of him launching it. And it started out just as some guys having some fun that were authorized to engage in psyops. So it did start with people in the Trump campaign and people that worked in U.S. intelligence. And, you know, I'm just going to call them and I'm going to ask them to come on. It's time this all get exposed. I mean, because I know respected people that are friends with the president who believe all this and then say something to the president and he just doesn't even know what they're... He goes, oh, well, that's not really... That's how crazy all this is. And now it's been hijacked and turned into this authoritarianism, and you've got all these famous New Agers saying that the power's about to go off this week for 3 days. And then the power will go off in one town like it always does. They go, oh, Q just did a test. And no matter how many times, don't trust the plan. Robert Mueller is going to come out and arrest everybody. Some guys started it that were inside the White House, that were on Air Force One. And one of these guys, I can't figure out. He does a lot of great work. He's really smart. He calls up one day and he goes, hey, what do you think Trump ought to tweet about you today? And I said, I'll go ahead. I'd like him to tweet this. And the president tweeted three things from InfoWars. And one of the things I asked for. And I said, well, okay, well, why did you do that? Obviously, the president said that. He goes, well, yeah. So, yeah, the founder of Q talks to the president. It's true. But it was taken away from them within 3 days. And the very person who created it attacks it and gets attacked by it now and can't stand it. And I guess that's why I irritate that individual. He's a really smart guy, but when I've been around him, he's tried to have these discussions with me. Something in my own world, I just don't get into clandestine stuff and manipulations and cloak and dagger stuff. I just full-on assault. That's just what I do. It's all out in the open. I like that better than all the sneaking around stuff. And I'm not bashing folks that do the sneaking around. I'm just telling you that my PSYOP is just butt naked, balls the walls. We're on. I mean, it's just, you know, pull swords, start hacking. I don't got a shield. I got two swords. And that's just what I do. But I can see all this stuff. I see right through it. I see for miles and miles. I see through flesh. I see through stone. I see through fog. because I live in truth. And the more the brain gets addicted to truth, sometimes I'll try to tell a strategic lie for counterintelligence that's important to do, to just see if somebody's corrupt. And I can't even say things now because I get more and more. The more you tell the truth, the more it becomes addicting, because the brain doesn't have to filter or manipulate. You know, they say everybody lies, and it's true. You know, a woman says, does this dress look good? You know they don't want to hear it looks bad. Oh, yeah, it looks great. Because you learned with, you know, having a lot of girlfriends and being married that they don't really want to hear if it looks good. They want you to tell them they look good, because they're going to wear it if they want to. But now I just go, yeah, I don't think it looks good. Or I think it looks great. Because I just am not going to lie to people. I'm not going to lie about myself. People go, why did you say that about yourself? And years ago, I said, yeah, I paid for a lot of abortions. Because I did. And I repented. And it was wrong. And I believed the lies. And I said, I'll never have another abortion again. And then I was celibate for like 3 years. Because I was so struck by God that I was a whore running around. People paying for sex. But, you know, I was a whore dog. You know, a guy that likes a lot of women. And the more you get with women, the more they pick up on them, the more women you get. That's just the way it works. But it's not a good thing. It was very empty. And it's bad. And then I was celibate for a couple of years. And then the first woman I went out with, I got her pregnant just like that. I can look at a woman and get her pregnant, at least back then. Not shooting blanks here. And got my son. He's great. 17 years old now. But I committed to not be part of that. And I repented. Okay? People go, why in the hell did you tell people that you've paid for abortions? That's not a good thing. Well, you know what? It's a good thing to say I'm a sinner. And I admit to it. So, see, my secret weapon is the truth. And that's why they attack us constantly and say we're lying or we're scammers or we're this or that. Because they can't stand the fact. I mean, I know who started Q, the two guys. I've forgotten more than most people will ever know. Why do you think the Pentagon, the CIA, the president tune in? This is the Oracle, folks, the guest, the callers, myself, what we do. This is unfiltered. There's nothing else like this on Earth. Almost everybody else couches what they're going to say, thinks about what they're going to say, and how it'll affect them or others. People are scared. I'm not. I'm scared of not executing my operation that is directed at a spiritual level by a very high agency, not of this world. I am not directed by the scum in D.C. or the scum in Los Angeles or the scum in Beijing or any of them. I am directed by a pro-human mission, and I am my own man. And I want you to be your own man and your own women out there. We're going to go to break and come back with the report. Trust the plan. The two people that created it and launched it, one a political operative, one government intelligence agency, had it hijacked within 3 days. And they know that, and both of them attack it and tell you it's crap. But, again, it's like the father gives birth to something, one day it comes to take them. Imagine being the creator of it and watching it turn into Frankenstein's monster and then come to get Dr. Frankenstein. We're going to go to break. And when we return, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to this report. And we're going to talk about the real movements to change the world that you and I launched together. That's transparent. That's on fire and real. Don't forget, we got storable food available again. Get your orders in now, because I'm told they may pause orders again in a week or two because they want to get your order in and get it out. They're not going to take more orders than they can handle and don't have the food. They got the food. InfoWarsStore.com, high quality. It's not even about the virus. It's about the economy, the election, the crazy world. Last 25 years, get that food in. It's 5 times cheaper than you'll find in grocery stores. It's high quality in these big sealed plastic, you know, high quality containers, and then it's got the sealed containers inside that, and it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, X2 sold out. X3 is excellent. It is going to sell out in the next 2 weeks at current rates. I went down from 40% off to 60% because I go down during a crisis on prices, but it's going to sell out quick. The 2 ounce bottles, the 1 ounce is about to sell out in a day. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. It's what I do to defend my body. It's what I do to boost my overall resistance.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Assault that will win. Everyone else believes that cloak and dagger is the way to go. But they soon learn that the movements they launch are taken away from them. And I can tell you, the president is aware of who launched these operations without being authorized to do it. They were authorized to engage in counter operations against the globalists. But when it was taken away from them very quickly, you notice that the president taps it down and does not promote it. But people still go looking for the magic moment that they're finally not rebuffed by the vice president or the president. While our guests are openly promoted by the president, and this show is openly promoted, despite all the attacks, all of it. Oh, that's nothing! It's like the prodigal son. When you're given everything, and it's right there in front of you, you don't want it. You want the magic of the imagination and the 4chan boards. You know, I'm going to call up the guys that created Q. And just see if they'll just want to come out about it. They do anything wrong. They do people like mystery. They do have White House connections. They thought that they could build this army of like Fight Club of Americans to take on the deep state. But instead it became a way to stand down and be delusional. And then do nothing. And then we now know the globalists have totally taken control of it. And they tell you that Alex Jones is the enemy. And things like that. Let's go ahead and go to the report, and we'll go to your phone calls. Trust the plan. It's on InfoWars.com. Please spread it. Here it is.
After the U.S. federal government flexed their authoritarian muscle at Ruby Ridge in Waco, a new surging patriot movement was born, and the federal government began branding them all as extremists. In 1995, a rental truck full of explosives was detonated in front of the Oklahoma City Federal Building, injuring over 600 people and taking 168 lives. The official conclusion was that Timothy McVeigh decided to bomb the federal building as a response to Ruby Ridge and Waco, thereby blaming the horrible act on American patriots. Timothy McVeigh claimed that the Army implanted a chip in his body. Former FBI agent Ted Gunderson claims that McVeigh was visited in prison several times by Dr. Louis Jolien West, a leading psychiatrist in the CIA's mind control program, who was connected to assassins Jack Ruby and Sirhan Sirhan,
by the way,
and who conducted mind control research for the same company that McVeigh was working security at before the bombing. A Freedom of Information Act request revealed that the CIA had a spy satellite over Oklahoma at the time of the bombing. Controlled opposition is a strategy in which an organic opposition movement is covertly subverted or recreated by the ruling power to serve as mass deception, social manipulation, and ultimately to discredit and destroy the actual opposition. The suspicious evidence surrounding the bombing only caused the patriot movement to grow bigger. And the endless hours of suspect evidence surrounding 9/11 caused it to grow even more. Movies and books about secret societies and satanic cults planning to usher in a new world order began spreading. And for years, patriots worldwide speculated on how it would all come about.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
A new world order.
On October 28th of 2017, the first Q post appeared claiming that Hillary Clinton would be arrested in 2 days. And over the next few weeks, Q posts began telling the whole sordid story of how Luciferian elites have been planning on overthrowing America for decades. The Q posts assured everyone that a Patriot Alliance led by President Trump is fighting them behind the scenes, repeating over and over again to enjoy the show and trust the plan. This is now becoming the mainstream narrative. Prominent New Age guru David Wilcock is telling his audience of millions that the Luciferian pedophile Illuminati cult is being taken down by the Alliance. He claims there will be 3 days of darkness when TV and internet is taken down by a looping government broadcast telling the world the truth of the Illuminati. During this time, he says that thousands will be arrested worldwide. Is this the truth, or is it something else? The reaction to the coronavirus appears to be a very cunning New World Order takeover. Globalist-run nations are suggesting that only extreme authoritarianism will save millions from dying. Economies worldwide are being destroyed. Civil rights are being stripped away. Many of us who have been speculating for years how this will all go down are seeing it very clearly for what it is. And the masses of people brainwashed by mainstream media are now joined by the masses of Q zealots and New Agers who religiously trust the plan without question. Some are even suggesting that the naval hospitals in the New York Harbor are actually prisons that the Alliance will fill with deep state criminals. Will they cheer as innocent New York citizens are dragged from their homes and quarantined aboard these ships? Interestingly, Q has claimed that Alex Jones and InfoWars, who have been warning people of the New World Order for 26 years, are controlled opposition. And the Q zealots accept this as fact. Will they cheer for the Alliance if InfoWars is taken down for good? And if they take down Alex Jones, who will be next? Many people suggest that Q must be good because Q has revealed the evil conspiracy. But the enemy is very cunning and clever, and a lie this big could best be sold with the art of paltering. Paltering is the art of selling a lie by using the truth. A 2017 Harvard study stated that paltering is effective because the use of active, truthful statements is likely to both distort a target's beliefs and be very difficult to detect. The best lie is the one that has the most truth in it. The Q movement has become the new mainstream narrative. Is it the Great Awakening? Or is it the New World Order making its final move? Maybe there is a global alliance of patriots taking down the Illuminati worldwide. But who are they? Who are these so-called patriots? Who is to say this hidden army is not controlled opposition, posing as the American Patriot Movement? A great final lie to trick us all into a deeper state of tyranny while they sacrifice pawns and reshuffle the deck for another round of their sick control game. If it were truly a revolution of the people, why are the people encouraged to do nothing but enjoy the show and trust the plan? If we are truly awake and enlightened, then we need to question everything. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. And of course, something anonymous that then is wrong almost all the time. But then we have a liberty movement worldwide taking back governments and getting things done. And then it just takes credit for it. And people make millions off all these apps that analyze the Q droppings. When we're up here, real documents, real analysis, State Department memorandums, Rockefeller Foundations, Bill and Melinda Gates operations, names, Jeffrey Epstein, who they're doing, how they're doing it, you know, the WikiLeaks, the documents. And our reporters go to prison. We get sued. We get banned. But the Q stuff is just force-fed and attacks me constantly. And then I know who launched it and how it got hijacked. And I just think it's important to get those guys on. You know, I'm going to reach out to them. We'll be right back with your calls.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Segments, and then Dr. Francis Boyle says he has huge breaking news, and I'm sure that means it's big. He never says stuff like that, even though this news is always huge. Joining us coming up 15 after next hour. Nothing left for Americans. Chinese woman brags about buying up supply of N95 masks. There's all these victory videos of how they bought up everything while they told us everything was fine, how they're bringing us down. Rush slams media for hysterical reporting of coronavirus hospitalizations. We're going to play that start of the next hour. Idaho first in nation to ban trans sports. Yeah, it takes over women's sports. Disgusting. Science discover missing link in black hole evolution. NHS zinc fact sheet. That's on Infowars.com where they say you got to have it for surviving and for cell health and for immunity. Oh, really? And so much more. So, that's on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Please spread it. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jeff in California. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Awesome. Hey, before I make my cue comment, I just wanted to thank you guys real quick. You red-pilled me 3 years ago. I've been watching the show, buying the products, and thanks to you guys, I was able to get way out ahead of this, way prepped and ready out here in California before everybody else. We have a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases. I bought my shotgun and was able to wait the 10 days and even get a day on the range just before the shutdown happened. So
you have done well, Lord Vader.
Thank you. And that's all thanks to you guys.
No, thanks to you, brother. We're all in it together.
Awesome. As far as Q goes, I think what everybody needs to remember is ostensibly Q is just a message board administrator. It could be a group of 14-year-old zit-faced kids in a basement somewhere laughing at everybody. But Q is defined as a patriot with Q-level security access, right?
And yes, but, I mean, we really know who launched it. Okay, I mean, the dude that launched it calls up and says, what do you want Trump to tweet? He wants to tweet some your stuff tonight, and then Trump tweets it. So, I mean, these are real people, okay? I mean, I know who they are. I'm just, they don't want me to tell you, I'm done. I'm calling them up today, and I'm, or they just need to go ahead and come out with it. They got the original 4chan codes, they're the posters, we have it, and it got taken over.
Right, but the reality is, if you take that definition, they're a patriot with Q-level access, to say you're not part of that is ridiculous. If anything, you're the real Q, and you have been for 24 years. You're just not anonymous. You're, like you said, you need to take this over. You're the one that's been doing all the real work.
I don't want to take anything over. I want to defeat the globalists, and I want to retire. Okay, but we're going into this whole technocracy. It's the future for my children. It's your children, brother. I'm going to move to the next caller. But Q is a healthy thing in getting people to research and do stuff. I just never see Q people looking at COVID-19 being man-made and all the proof. Event 201 and the Bill and Melinda Gates, Lockstep and the Rockefeller Foundation. I'm going to give you real stuff. Supreme Memorandum 200. All these other admissions and then what they're doing. And the rollout, it's like, it's all about fantasy land. And this is going to happen, and it's exciting, and you wait, and it doesn't happen 99% of the time. And it's because it was set up to create a fight club deal and to see if they can get people excited and to be able to put articles out that Hillary's going down for Satanism, which is true, and Trump is trying, and there are good people in the government that are going after him, and that's all really happened. So that now even the co-founder of Wikipedia has come out and said, you know, ritual sex slavery is real. It's all going to come out. So there was a healthiness to it, but it got hijacked by the very people that created it and has now become a thing that gets people to not take action because you're supposed to just not do anything. So that's all I'm saying is I said 6 months ago, I'm going to put bumper stickers out that say, you put them in all the orders that say, I am Q, Infowars.com. If all of you go out and say, hey, Q is going to expose that hydroxychloroquine's really great, and they didn't want you to know, and make it about real stuff, it's awesome. But it's not Dungeons and Dragons and live-action role play for everybody. That's what I'm telling you. And the people that created it are big Star Wars fans and live-action role play. And they're real people, but they just know everybody works. You know what? I'll just expose it. Okay, I gave Joe Rogan a deadline. I love Joe. He's a good guy. I like these tests, too. I give them till next Tuesday to come out with it all, or I'm going to expose it next Wednesday. There. 7 days. There you go. And get all the documents. Let's start firing it up. Get it ready. Okay? Just watch. Okay? There's something real for you, folks. That's not talk. You know, about 6 months ago, I released that Obama ran torture facilities inside China with the Chinese government, and that Blackwater, XE at the time, now Frontier Services, ran these facilities. That's like ultra-secret information. Okay? No one reported it. No one cared. You can send Obama to prison for that. It's total weaponization of evil. And I just wanted Trump to know, and I was bringing up some other stuff. I wanted to get a message to the president that day. So I just added, oh, let me create something incredibly secret and just a little something for you that, you know, the Army gave me. You know, I don't know if folks have heard like Delta Force or any of that, but see, this is the real world right here. This is not fantasy land. And I risked my life doing this. This isn't world. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Bruce in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Alex, thanks for holding up under all this pressure. We all really appreciate that.
I appreciate you, brother. No, I know I'm over the enemy target. I'm not, brother, I'm not holding up. I'm feeling great, so thank you.
Thank you. Alex, it's no secret that China does not want President Trump to continue to be president. Isn't that, would you agree with that?
Yes.
What better successful way at stopping President Trump from holding successful rallies as he has done in the past?
Oh, no. This helps him on every front. And it lets him do mail-in ballots. It shuts down the economy. It covers every one of their little check boxes.
Yes, the social distancing is creating a platform that's going to cause people to get a different impression of President Trump's successful rallies in the past. And also, we have to stop the fear-mongering. That's only going to create more economic despair and cause...
Yeah, because the virus is going to do what it's going to do. And if we all stick our toes between our legs, now they're like, oh, it'll come every year. You've got to be locked down in the fall and spring. Oh, but don't worry. The drones will take care of you. You ever wondered how they have robots take over? It's obvious. Robots. They're going to use robots, and they are now.
Yes, and I believe that President Trump should... if he's not able to continue his rallies, I think he should go to the American people via television like President Reagan did back in the 80s.
I agree. He's got to do it every night. He's got to, because now they're already starting to not cover his, already half the networks and NPR are not carrying his deals. And so the order's going out, so he's going to have to now start holding Oval Office events, fireside chats. I appreciate your call. God bless you, Bruce. And listen, folks, love Q all day. You become Q and go out and do real stuff and not fantasy land, and it'll be great. Okay. But see, I notice it's like buying lottery tickets. The more you buy them, the more you buy them because you want to win. It's like gambling. Gamble on real issues. Gamble on freedom, and you won't lose. Don't gamble on, well, Q's always wrong, so let me now believe it's even more real because someday I'll be proven right. Holy Toledo. Who's up next here? Stephanie in California, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Don't give up. We don't want you to give up. And
oh, sweetheart, I'm never going to give up. go ahead.
Okay, I really do agree. Everyone should be on zinc so we don't have a second wave hitting us. This economy is a time bomb. If people look back, our deficit was climbing before the virus. Trump is already talking about a second stimulus. This is going to cost us a minimum of $5 trillion. So all this printing is going to cause inflation, and then at the same time, we're going to have higher taxes because we cannot get ahead of a debt like this, even if the economy goes back to where it was, and it's not going to boom right away. People are going to hold on to their stimulus money. They're going to pay off their bills, and they're going to hold on to that money and not put it back into the economy. And that is why Trump is talking already about a second stimulus.
Well, that's right. And people go, oh, it's going to cause inflation. I've looked at the numbers. We're going into a depression. He could create $50 trillion, and it might not happen because they're killing the real economy. And so this is we're under attack. We're under globalist attack. And it's just insane. But there is a real fight. There are good people in the government, corporations, and private life, and it's you. Look in the mirror. You're the answer. Anything else, Stephanie?
We just have to get back to work. Everybody get on zinc, get back to work, because the financial time bomb is the real threat.
That's right, and vitamin D and vitamin C.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and
antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Alex Jones here with some good news.